On July 4th, 1939, 1 month after he retired from baseball, New York Yankee great Lou Gehrig spoke to a sold-out crowd at Yankee Stadium.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
2 years later, Lou Gehrig died at the age of 37 from a rare and relatively unknown disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, now known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
But did the baseball legend actually die of the disease that carries his name?
Maybe not. Some new research suggests otherwise.
What killed Lou Gehrig if it wasn't Lou Gehrig's disease? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 18th. I am Celeste Headlee and joined this morning by Miles O'Brien, who is filling in for John Hockenberry.
Great to be with you, Celeste.
Good morning. We're going to start off with speaking to our Takeaway listener, Kevin Kreese. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
I wish we were talking to you about something else other than this, but we're actually talking to you about debt, student loan debt that you need to pay off. How much do you owe on your student loan?
About $50,000.
And how many years do you think it's going to take you to pay it off?
10 years. That's the goal.
Really? That's not too bad.
Well, you know, if everything goes according to plan, that's what we're looking at.
Okay, Kevin Kreese, stay with us. We're going to be back with you in just a moment.
Took me about 10 years.
Nice.
Let's check the morning top stories. After 14 days of deliberation, a Chicago jury has convicted Illinois former Governor Rob Blagojevich on one charge of lying to federal agents. Blagojevich was facing 24 federal charges, including trying to sell or barter President Obama's former Senate seat. But Blagojevich says he's been exonerated.
This jury just showed you that notwithstanding the fact that the government threw everything but the kitchen sink at me, that on every count except for one and every charge except for one, they could not prove that I did anything wrong, that I did break any laws.
Federal prosecutors are already preparing for a retrial. Blagojevich says he's also planning to appeal his conviction. New warnings have been issued in Pakistan as the floods have spread south. Those floods first struck the country 3 weeks ago. Rising waters in the Sindh province have forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes, adding to the millions already in need.
Scientists believe much more of the oil spilled recently in the Gulf of Mexico could still be in the ecosystem than much more than government figures suggest. A study from the University of Georgia says up to 79% of the estimated 4 million barrels of oil leaked from the BP well is still in the water. That figure contradicts earlier official estimates that just 25% of the oil is left in the Gulf.
President Obama's campaigning and fundraising tour stops off in Columbus, Ohio this morning. The president will meet with the families and businesses he says are benefiting from government economic policies.
Let's check in on the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,405, the S&P at 1092, the NASDAQ at 2209. Well, we're going to talk about swimming today, not because it's summertime, but also because it is a basic skill that kids need to know. It is a life-saving skill, and we're going to talk about that when we speak with Olympic swimmer Colin Jones. But first, college enrollment at an all-time high. Why are more and more students going into default on their student loans? We started this conversation yesterday on our website, and a listener, Kristen, writes, I totaled over $60,000 in student loans for a bachelor's and master's in English. Based on my experience, they are a racket. Student loans are not only unbelievably easy to take out, they're also encouraged as the only way to pay for college. I'm thankful for a good education, but at the same time, I feel like I was suckered into a no-win system of heavy debt. What is your take? Are you still paying off student loans? Have you paid them off like my co-host Miles O'Brien? Are you still paying them like me? Do you have any suggestions on how to actually fix the system? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear more about this in just a minute.